Do you remember your first encounter with one of the Little Rock Nine?
Oh, yes. It was in our algebra class.
And who was it?
That was Terrence Roberts, who I always sat at the front of a classroom because I was so afraid I was going to miss something. And for some reason that day, I sat in the back. And Terrence came in, escorted by the 101st, and he sat. My seat was here, and maybe 3 or 4 feet over there was Terrence's seat, and he sat there. And the teacher said, "Open your books to page so and so," and he didn't have a book, and nobody said anything, and it was obvious he didn't have a book. And I waited, and waited, and waited. Seemed like an eternity. I waited for one of the stupid boys in the class to share, because he was a boy. And I didn't like boys that much at that point. And nobody did anything. And then something said, "Share your book." So I picked up my chair and shoved it over and sat down and shared my algebra book with him. And we both sat there. I couldn't have told you what the lesson was. We were both sitting there because I knew I'd stepped over the line. And he knew I'd stepped over the line. And I think I remember saying, "It's okay. It's okay."
So at what point did you feel, as you described it, that you had stepped over the line?
Because I had sense enough to realize that in that particular climate, the disapproval of any sort of white girl having any sort of interchange with a black boy was a no-no. But this was beyond that. This was something that one had to do.
What consequences did you face for sharing your book with Terrence that day?
Beyond my wildest suppositions, I was followed home by a group of kids who threw rocks at me and spat at me and called me unfortunate names. And I had a series of hate mail and hate phone calls for the entire year.
Because of that one incident?
Because of that one incident.
Did you have any idea that this could have warranted this type of behavior?
No. No, I didn't. And fortunately, I had a very supportive mother and supportive friends of hers as well. It never occurred to me that in the United States of America, people were behaving that way.
That's Robin Wood Sloux, a student at Little Rock Central High School 55 years ago, sharing her story with Spirit Tricky, who is with the National Park Service and the daughter of Little Rock Nine member Minnie Jean Brown Tricky. Thank you.